Hola, mi amado familia. ¿Qué tal ustedes? How's the week?
She was wonderful.
My week was fantastic. Holy crap, it was a good week. I really hope that I'm going to be able to send this recording today because, like, what happened was my like, little flash drive thing, like, the little micro USB or micro SD card. It just, like, is completely messed up. But I'm going to see if I can take it to a nice receiver today and see if I can, like, fix it up because, yeah, it's a piece of crap. I don't know why. But whatever. Doesn't matter. So, yeah. The week was really good. Let's see. The beginning of the week and Monday, we didn't really do anything except for clean the pension. Then we went and did see her and stuff. So that was cool. Other than that, there wasn't a whole lot that we did. Like, we were gonna go and play football or soccer with some people, but we didn't end up doing it. So, oh well. And see, Tuesday we had our district meeting, which was good as always. Elder Nance, how was the week for you, man?
Dude! Holy crap!
Yeah, it was good,
it was
huh?
A great week.
Yeah.
Elder LeBaron isn't leaving me all alone. And then, freaking Jasenia.
Oh yeah, we'll
Holy
get to that.
Crap.
So yeah, so I'm not leaving. I'm staying here for another transfer to finish the training of Elder Nance, my apprentice.
Yeah, sorry about that. You'll forgive me though, someday.
Someday I'll forgive you. It's alright. No, but yeah, he's a stud. So I'm glad we're gonna be together for another transfer. But yeah, so. It's gonna be sweet. I'm super pumped. This week we found a couple new investigators. It's cool because, like, some investigators that we've had that have just been kind of, like, iffy with, like, progression are starting to progress. Not many people came to church on Sunday. But it's okay. We've got next Sunday and 6 more Sundays to the end of the transfer, so that's cool. But, what was I gonna say? Yeah, so we had, I was thinking of a, man, we just have some cool investigators. Like, we have these investigators from Misiones, which is a province of Argentina up in the north. It's, like, by Brazil. And, like, their accent is so cool. Like, normally Spanish suena así, como si hablo así es más parecido a español. But then, like, them, when they talk, they say, like, yo soy de Misiones. Yo soy un creyente en Dios. Y yo me gusta hablar de las cosas de Dios. It's like, it literally sounds like that. It's like the coolest accent ever. It kind of sounds like an Irish kind of Spanish. I don't know. It's super cool. Like, pretty much if, like, things go bad and I'm just, like, a bachelor until I'm, like, 30-something, I'll just go, like, up to there and go find some girl that has that accent because that'd be sweet. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so they're really cool, and, like, everybody that's from there is, like, super nice. Like, everybody I've ever met from up there, they're just, like, the nicest people. They're like, yeah, come over whenever, and, like, we can sit and talk and stuff. And you're like, okay, thanks, man. But yeah, they're the best. Their name is Elizabeth y Jose, and so yeah, we're gonna try to get them to church, and it's gonna be sweet because, like, they're, like, pretty, like, evangelical, and, like, evangelical pretty much just means, like, Protestant, just kind of, like, they don't really have, like, a, they're not, like, Catholic, and so they just, like, go to, like, these little churches that, like, these pastors set up like the Seventh-day Adventists and stuff like that. But they're cool, like, because they're like, yeah, I don't believe in, like, the whole, like, virgins and santos and stuff, or, like, saints or whatever. And so she's like, they're like, yeah, we like that you guys' church doesn't have that. And, like, so it's cool. We'll see what happens. But then Florencia, she, like, stopped smoking for, like, 6 days, but then she smoked yesterday, so that kind of sunk. But we're going to pass by probably today and get her to get progressing again. She's cool. Behind the Mercedes, she's awesome. She's our investigator that's older, that has a date that's... gonna start progressing. So, like, she came to church last Sunday, but then she didn't come this Sunday, so we're gonna have to, like, push back the baptism for a bit, but it's okay, because I don't know if she's completely ready yet. She's kind of like, I don't know, she just doesn't feel, like, ready, because she doesn't want to, like, make the commitment to, like, keep the commandments and stuff. So we're gonna talk to her about that, but yeah, she's awesome. We did, like, the pre-interview, and we're like, do you believe that Joseph Smith is a prophet? She's like, yeah. Like, do you believe that Thomas S. Monson's a prophet? Yeah. And, like, she knows everything, and she, like, has a testimony, but she's just like, I know that, like, being a member of this church means, like, a lot, and, like, I just don't know if I'm ready to, like, make that self-commitment. And I'm like, well, by getting baptized, it's not, like, you're not trying to say that you're going to be perfect for the rest of life. Like, yeah, sure, maybe some things are going to be hard for you to, like, keep with commandments, or, like, you're going to have struggles, but, like, that's why we have the churches to help us, like, get better, so that we can return to live with our Heavenly Father. So we'll see, but she's awesome. Then Brian, he's a stud. He feels like he needs to, like, know everything to be able to get baptized as well, but he's a stud, so we're gonna work with him a lot this week, so he starts progressing too. Shisela and Juan. So Shisela, she's awesome. We found her doing alebes, or, like, contacts, and she, like, is learning English, and she, like, loves the United States and stuff. And so she, like, talked with us, and she's like, yeah, you know, I've never, like, really gone to your church before, but, like, it seems like it's a good church. So, like, you'll have to come over and tell me what you guys believe and stuff. And we're like, okay. So we go over. My teacher, and it was a really good lesson. And then, like, a couple weeks went by, and we haven't been able to find her. And then finally, she, like, sends me a text, and she's like, hey, like, come over this day, like, my friend wants to talk with you guys. And we're like, okay, sweet, yeah, we'll come. And so we go with our friend Guillermo. He just got back from his mission in Tucumán, in Salta Jujuy, Tucumán, creo. But he's just, like, a stud, and he speaks, like, really good English, because he learned English on his mission, from being with, like, North American companions, but he's a total stud, so, we brought him with us to teach this lady, and yeah, and so we go in, and when we start, like, we come in, and then they're, like, them two, and there's, like, a light, like, over their table, and, like, that's, like, the only light that's on in their room, in their house, and, like, this girl's just, like, this other friend's just sitting there. She has, like, this little, like, Jesus, like, fish, like, one of those little, like, fish Jesus thing. She's, like, one of those necklaces, and she's just, like, looking at us, and, like, we come in, we're like, hi. She's like, hi, and then we, like, go to sit down, and she's like, so I hear you guys are missionaries here to, like, preach the gospel. Well, that's my job too. And I was like, oh crap, like, we just walked into a trap, like, ready for a Bible bash, here we go. And it was super funny, because we sit down, and she's like, yeah, I'm, like, evangelica, I go to, like, this church, and, like, and it's, like, a super good church. Just starts going off, like, oh, that's awesome, like, yeah, we're here trying to help people, like, understand a little bit more about God and Jesus Christ, and, like, what they need to do so that they can be saved, so that they can live with their families for eternity and stuff. And she's like, yeah, well, Like, we're going to talk about that or whatever. So then we start with a prayer, and then we start, and we just kind of start talking. She starts talking about how, like, we shouldn't worship, like, virgins and saints and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I know that. Like, it says that in Exodus. And she's like, yeah, here's the scripture in Exodus or whatever. And then she just kind of starts talking, and she's like, now I hear you guys, like, believe that this Joseph Smith guy, like, saw God and Jesus Christ. And we're like, yeah. And like, what's the story behind that? And I'm like, okay. So then we go and we, like, share lesson one. And I just, like, shared Joseph Smith and his thing. And I just, like, shared, like, the first vision. And it was super cool because it was just, like, super powerful. And, like, you could just feel the spirit. And it was super cool. There's just, like, such a power, like, when you share the first vision in a lesson. But, yeah, so, it's like, then we were like, and our message is that you guys can pray and ask God if this is the truth. And if this is the truth, you will know that there's a prophet on the earth that leads us today. And that, like, the Book of Mormon is the word of God. That really, we have the fullness of the gospel and stuff. And it was super cool. And so then she starts talking about how, like, in her church there's, like, prophets and evangelists and, like, all this stuff. And we're like, yeah, like, we have the same organization. It's just, like, ours is, like, we believe that God actually established this, that he actually established the order and everything. And, like, it was kind of cool. But it was a cool lesson. And then afterwards she's like, well, if you guys come to my church, I'll come to your church. And we're like, okay. But we just have to get permission from the zone leaders to go, because it's in the center of La Plata, so it'd be outside of the zone. But I mean, heck, if we could get an investigator to come to church, because I know as soon as she comes to church and she's like, sees what we're about, she'll realize that, like, this is the true church. But yeah, so it was really honestly a great week. And then the most amazing miracle of the week happened on Sunday. So on Sunday, on Saturday. So if you guys remember Shesenia, she's the one that was the young girl that was going to get baptized, and then she went up to Capitol. In Saturday, they had a quinceañera, which are just like the big, like, parties for when the girls turn 15. They had a quinceañera in the church of the cousin of Shesenia. So the one that lives in our ward, they had their quinceañera in the church. So Shesenia came with her tia, or with her aunt. She came with her here to our area. And so on Sunday, she showed up at church, Shesenia did, and I was like, what? No way. I was like, that's ridiculous. So we were sitting there in, like, sacrament meeting. She's sitting in sacrament meeting. And, like, the whole time, I'm just like, this is either, like, going to be the most amazing miracle of my life and she's going to want to get baptized here, or, like, it's just going to rub it in my face that much more that we can't do anything about, like, her getting baptized because she's just going to stay up in Capitol. And so I was sitting there and I was like, oh, man, this is going to be weird. So then, like, I don't think about it. We go into the class and I teach the gospel principles class, which is a pretty good class. Like, we talked about prophets and it was cool. Like, we started out talking about, like, Abinadi, and then we kind of killed that idea by just talking about prophets now in our day and age and, like, why they're important. We talked about, like, the family proclamation of the world and, like, a bunch of cool stuff. But whatever. And then I finally shared in Joseph Smith history, like, about the first vision and Joseph Smith and stuff. And it was just, like, a really good class. And so then after that class, Shesenia just, like, comes up to me in my comp and she's like, hey, so, like, I want to get baptized. And me and other Nans, like, look at each other and we're like, what? You what? She's like, yeah, like, I'm going to be staying here for, like, the next couple weeks, and I just, like, I want to get baptized. Like, I just want to do it. Like, I just know that this church is true, and I'm really excited. I want to get baptized. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And she's like, yeah, like, when could I do it? And I'm like, This Saturday, that's like the Saturday the 4th, so this Saturday. She's like, okay, yeah, like, that's cool, I'll do it. Like, do I have to have, like, another interview? And we're like, yeah, you'll probably have to have another interview with the district leader, but it'll be fine because it'll be the same thing. And she's like, oh, okay. And then we go and we talk to her aunt, and her aunt's like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And, like, it was just such a cool experience. Like, the aunt, like, kind of got, like, teary-eyed, and we're just like, oh, yes. And so, yeah, so now we're planning for your baptism on Saturday, which is, like, super exciting, like, probably the most exciting thing. So, yeah, I'm pumped. I'm so pumped. But, yeah, it was just, like, one of those things that I was just like, what? Like, wake me up. Am I dreaming right now? Like, what? It was cool. And it's awesome because, like, I'm not going to lie, I kind of wanted to leave this transfer. I wanted to leave the area. I wanted to, like, maybe go and get to know another part of the mission or, you know, go do something different than what I'm doing now. But, like, I just kind of prayed before, like, they called and gave us the transfers. And I was like, Lord, just please, like, bless me with the ability to understand that whatever happens, happens, and it's supposed to happen. And I just, like, felt peaceful about it. And then he called me, and when he called me, he's like, hey, the transfers are, like, you guys are both staying. And at first, I was just kind of, like, bummed out. But then I just realized, like, there's a reason why I'm staying here. And, like, it was just crazy that on Sunday, then she comes. And, like, if I would have been leaving today, and, like, she showed up yesterday at church, oh, that would have been the worst thing ever. And so, it was just a wonderful experience. So I'm super excited. But yeah, so let's see. I'm going to share a scripture with you guys. This scripture is a good scripture. And it's a scripture that I'm going to steal from Elder Nance. Because Elder Nance read it when we had our... when we were in a lunch appointment, he shared this scripture. And it's really awesome. If I can find it. I think it's Alma 27. Maybe not. Maybe it's Mosiah 27. Oh, fetch. I don't remember. No, where is it? Alma 37. Oh no. Crap. Ah, here it is. Alma 37. Verses 36 and 37. This whole chapter is super awesome because it's when Alma's talking to his son Helaman, right? Yeah. So he's talking to his son Helaman. And it's super cool because it's just like a super cool like advice that he gives his son. And it says in 36, he say, si implora a Dios todo tu sostén, si sean todos sus hechos en el Señor, y donde quiera que donde quiera que fueres, sea en el Señor. Deja que todos tus pensamientos se dirijan al Señor. Sí, deja que tus afectos de tu corazón se fundan en el Señor para siempre. Consulta al Señor en todos sus hechos. Y Él le dirigirá para bien. Sí, cuando te acuestes por la noche, acuéstate en el Señor, para que Él te cuide en tu sueño. Y cuando te levantes por la mañana, rebose tu corazón de gratitud a Dios. Y si hacéis esto, haces estas cosas, serás enaltecido en el postrer día. And that scripture is just awesome because, like, it's the truth. If we're always consulting with the Lord in all of our actions, like, He'll tell us what we need to do. Like, even if it's, like, the littlest thing, like, should I don't know. Everything, literally everything. Like, there's all, like, we always need to pray to God. We always need to ask Him, like, for everything that we have. Like, for every decision we make, we should always make sure that we consult with the Lord. But yeah, so I just really like this scripture, and I just wanted to show you guys that. But I love you guys tons. I can't believe that this transfer's already over. It's pretty crazy. I only have, like, what, seven transfers left? I don't know. Whatever, just counting. Doesn't matter. But, either way, it's going by quick. But, I love you guys tons. I'm so thankful for everything you guys do for me. I hope you have a great week. Love you tons. I'll talk to you more next week. Bye.